Minnesota Progressive Democrat Ilhan Omar narrowly survived her congressional primary last night. That was one surprise in primaries in four states yesterday. Another incumbent, the Republican Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington State, lost her primary, one of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach President Trump.
And a day after the FBI executed a search warrant at the former president's home in Florida, Trump's pick for governor of Wisconsin, Tim Michels, won. Yesterday, Michels tweeted about the search, quote, "If the federal government can do this to a former president, imagine what they can do to you," end quote. Michels has not ruled out trying to overturn the 2020 election results in the state.
So there's lots of interest in Wisconsin. So let's convene two Wisconsin-based political strategists. Bill McCoshin is the Republican. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And Scott, and you would seem to be too. We'll find out. And Scott Ross is the Democrat. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Jane.
And Tim, Tim Michels is a construction magnate. He won over the Republicans' former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. That was the choice of the Republican political strategist and former Vice President Mike Pence. So it was another Pence-Trump matchup there, another election denier-ish matchup. Clayfish says the last election can't be overturned. Michels said he'd explore it. Bill, start with you. What does this tell you about your party in the state?
Well, it tells me Donald Trump's brand is still very strong, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. You're listening to the lead into this. Another one of the folks who voted to impeach him on the Republican side went down in a primary last night in the state of Washington. So his brand is very, very strong here. I think it was instrumental in Michels quickly closing the gap with Rebecca Clayfish, who had been running for governor for 2 years prior to Michels getting in. But then ultimately, I think Michels' message, Robin and Jane, resonated with people. They liked the idea he was an outsider. I think that had as much to do with his victory last night as the endorsement from Trump. People want something different. He's an outsider. He's a businessman. He's a veteran. He's an Army Ranger. So I think those two things combined are why Tim Michels won handily last night.
Scott, are you listening to this and thinking he is avoiding saying Trump?
Well, I think that, Trump's brand is strong in the state of Wisconsin, but he had a split decision last night. Yes, Tim Michels got across the finish line first, but we had a high-profile attorney general race, and Trump, who the candidate who won was not a Trumper, and Trump went against our assembly speaker, our Republican assembly speaker, and our assembly speaker won his primary election last night. You know, the fact is it is Trump's party, and that bodes poorly for Tim Michels, because he's, you know, beholden to the Trump policies, the bad Trump brand, the way that Trump has lost voters throughout the suburbs of Wisconsin. And he is, you know, part and parcel of what the Republican Party is right now in the state of Wisconsin, which is the big lie, anti-choice, and, you know, anti-investment in things like education and infrastructure.
Well, Tim Michels thanked Donald Trump in his acceptance speech, and then he took aim at Democrats. Here he is.
Standing up for the hardworking people of Wisconsin, they've been left behind by the Democratic Party that just wants to focus on the social issues. From my first day in office to my very last day as governor, jobs and the economy are going to be my number one priority.
Bill, I presume the social issues he's talking about are abortion rights, no?
Well, it's one of them, right? So with the Dobbs decision, abortion is now a state issue, not a federal issue. And we saw that play out in Kansas just a week ago. You know, we have a law on the books here in the state of Wisconsin. Tim Michels has said he supports that law. Our current governor, Tony Evers, has said he would overturn that law if he could. I mean, I think your listeners are all smart enough to know that that would have to go through the legislature for a governor to sign. A governor can't do that by executive order. But I think what Michels is talking about is social issues more like critical race theory and things like, you know, the identity politics. We're going to get away from that. We're going to focus on bread and butter issues that people talk about at their kitchen table every night. The economy, inflation, jobs, good schools, the rising crime. What are we going to do to lower the crime, not only in our largest city of Milwaukee, but in some of our other major cities like Madison, Kenosha, Racine? So I think Michels will focus on economic issues primarily, in part because that's what voters are focused on right now.
Well, I want to ask Go ahead, Scott.
Yep. I'm sorry. I was going to say the point is that forcing a woman to bear a child she doesn't want to have is an economic issue. And when it comes to Tim Michaels, he does support that pre-Civil War abortion ban, which does not include any exceptions for rape or incest. And Michaels has even said that, quote unquote, it's not unreasonable, end quote, for politicians, Republican politicians, to force a pregnant rape victim to give birth. Abortion is on the ballot this fall in Wisconsin because abortion is an economic issue, it is a fairness issue, and it is a healthcare issue. And Republicans are going to try and run from that as much as they possibly can because they are hemorrhaging suburban women voters over this.
Well, that's Scott Ross, the Democratic strategist, and Bill McCashin, the Republican. I think I said Kosh, and I know Oshkosh.
Yep,
Oshkosh, yep. So it should be Kosh. But I want to ask you both, what do you think has been the impact of the FBI's search of Trump's Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago? Bill, start with you.
Well, listen, we had a record turnout on the Republican side yesterday. There was almost 700,000 primary voters. The closest we've ever come to that before was in 2010, 12 years ago, when we had 625,000 votes. So, you know, Republicans are jazzed up. Part of the reason for that, Robin and Jane, I think, is what happened at Mar-a-Lago. I think people say to themselves, holy smokes, if that can happen to a president, you know, what are they going to do with those 87,000 new IRS agents that are about to be signed into law, right? Those IRS agents are coming for me next. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hear Michaels talk about that on the trail. And frankly, Evers' numbers here are good. Our current governor, Tony Evers, his numbers are decent. They're right side up. They're net positive. But Biden's numbers are net negative here. And so you will hear references to the president about the direction of the economy. And, you know, frankly, I think bread and butter economic issues are what's going to decide this election. I'm not saying abortion won't be an issue. I think it will be. But Tim Michaels has a faith-based position that I think is, you know, even if people disagree with him, I think they'll appreciate and respect where he comes from on that.
Scott?
Well, I'd say this is that, you know, a president withholding, you know, documents and a violation of the Presidential Records Act is a serious offense. And I would go back to Bill, you know, saying earlier that crime is going to be on, you know, crime is one of the issues that Democrats face a challenge with. And literally every Republican elected official is saying that the laws do not apply to Donald Trump because they've been adjudicated against him. And I would say this in terms of, you know, the IRS agents and the, you know, claim that this is somehow an overreach because we expect the former president to be held to the same standards that every other president comes to when it comes to classified documents. I saw a note on social media that I think best summed it up when they said, you know, Fox News seemed to be prepared for this the way that the BBC is prepared for Queen Elizabeth's passing. The fact is that Donald Trump may have broken the law and he is being held accountable, and there is nothing wrong with him having to serve to put up documents about that to say what it, you know, what it is that they were searching for. Bring out the search warrant if you think you've been aggrieved.
Let's back up a little bit and remind everyone that Joe Biden won Wisconsin in 2020 by 21,000 votes. Trump won over Hillary Clinton by 22,000 votes in 2016. I mean, Michaels refuses to rule out signing a law to overturn the 2020 election. Will independent or swing voters be alarmed by that, Bill?
I think you're gonna see over the course of the next 89 days what Michaels is gonna tell voters is, if you want more election integrity, Republicans who control both houses of the legislature in the state of Wisconsin have already passed a suite of bills that would do just that. Governor Evers has vetoed those bills two times. Governor Michaels, should he be elected, will sign those bills in his first 2 weeks in office. So the best thing we can do to ensure election integrity here in the state of Wisconsin is not to look backwards, it's to look forward and to fix the laws that are broken.
We're going to have to go real quick. Scott, give us in 15 seconds your thoughts.
The Republicans want to keep people from being able to exercise the right to vote. It is as simple as that. And, you know, they'll be motivated to make sure they get out to the polls. We'll be getting everybody out to the polls in November.
You can tell they do this for a living.
Yeah.
Bill McCashin, the Republican strategist, Scott Ross, the Democrat, taking a look at what happened in Wisconsin primaries yesterday. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to you both.